Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kyle Hamilton's such a big part of what they do on defense. His rules changed a lot since the first time you guys faced him. What do you see from him now, and how has it all changed?
Yeah, a little more. They used to play him as a big nickel. Now, you know, more just safety. Still the same, you know, great player that he is. Amazing in the run game. Amazing in the pass game, you know. So, obviously, they have a lot of key guys on defense that I guess you could say their roles have changed a little bit as the season has gone on. But they're still the same team that's playing really well together, disciplined, flying to the ball, all around just good ball from them.
Humphrey, his role really, I don't think, has changed. He's pretty much in the slot. So just kind of see him when they play man.
Yeah.
Kind of what stands out when you watch Marlon Humphrey versus other slot corners?
Yeah, he's quick. He's quick. Has a little speed too. Aggressive. You know, not the biggest, but still plays, you know, tries and plays big, you know. So, like I said, I think he's very, his technique is very solid, and yeah, I said before, he likes to get physical as well, even though, you know, size, you know, isn't up there. I'm speaking on the rest of his secondary, like the rest of them, but he still plays very physical. So, just got to, you know, buckle up and be ready for that.
What's your guys' lowest scoring output of the season? Just when you guys went back and watched the film on that game, what stood out that they did well, that you guys didn't do so well, and how much do you actually sort of take from that game considering it was 4 months ago at this point?
Yeah, I think they just executed better than us at the end of the day. We didn't play our best. You know, that day they showed up and they were the better team. You know, just overall, from just being where you're supposed to be, executing your job, doing your 111th, they did better than us, you know, back in week four. So obviously, like you said, there's been a lot of time since then. So a lot of it is making sure that we don't make those same mistakes again, come out fast, start, and, you know, finish from start to the end.
Do you feel like you guys have grown most from that game?
I would say just playing together, communication as well. Like I said, togetherness, you know, making sure that everybody is doing their 111th and not worrying about, you know, somebody else's job. You know, when you get on the field, do your job. And, you know, it takes all 11 guys. And like I said, the first time we played them, not enough of us were doing our individual job, you know, throughout a play to make that work. And we've grown a lot in that, you know, category since then.
Any, like, off-season training, extra training to help your balance? Like, I don't know, standing on balls or any funky stuff for your balance?
Nah, I promise you, if you told me to stand up and stand on one leg right now, I would look terrible. I don't do single leg balance or anything like that. Actually, in the training room, I do a lot of balance stuff, and I'm awful at it. So I don't know. I don't know how it works. I know I've said this before. Back in college, my receiver coach during, like, routes on air and stuff like that would have a medicine ball, and we'd run a route, and he'd throw the medicine ball at us, and you either make a move or get hit by a big medicine ball. So I'd say that definitely helps out a lot. But straight up balance work, I don't do too much of it.
The punt returning, obviously you hadn't done that in quite a while. Worked out pretty well. How much fun was that? Was it like, was it difficult doing it for the first time in a long time in a game?
It definitely takes a little bit to get used to once you don't do it for a while. You know, Smiley and Hark, you know, our special teams guys, they getting down to the stadium every day after practice and just catching, you know, multiple punts, you know, no matter what the weather is. I know last week, throughout the week, it was colder than it was going to be on game day. So I knew that if I could go down there and catch on those days and feel comfortable catching on those days, then come game day, I'll be ready to go. So It was just a lot of extra work throughout the week to be ready to go for that.
Did you play baseball as a kid, outfield?
No, I did one baseball camp probably when I was in like fourth grade and was terrible. So I stayed away from it.
Yeah. So how is Josh growing in the leadership?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, his communication with guys and really making sure that if there's something that doesn't feel right or a question within a play, making sure that, you know, he makes sure that everybody knows what their job is, where they're supposed to be. There's no confusion. I think he's definitely, you know, been doing that this season. I think he's just, I mean, you just look at the competitor that he is too, you know, and I think just the way he competes, it's contagious, you know, and I think that's something that, you know, we all kind of feed off of him as well.
You guys are pointing things out in meeting rooms. How does he do that in a way that everybody gets on board with?
Yeah, I mean, in my eyes, you know, it's pretty simple. It's when we're sitting in those meeting rooms and, you know, watching practice or something like that. Yeah, he's talking to one individual, but it's known that anybody could really be in that spot. So, you know, when 17 talks, you know, everybody in that room is listening to make sure that if you are in that spot, what he said to me, you know, Curtis might be listening just in case he's in that spot. So everybody just, you know, listens when he speaks for sure.
You've been here. How have you seen him just grow in his knowledge of the game?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things since I've been here, just as far as the communication aspect, when we're on the field, the different looks that a defense may give us, the route, changing a route, you know, whatever it is. I think that's been one of the main things that I've seen that's definitely been a lot better recently, is just making sure that, you know, when you are communicating with somebody, making sure that they give eyes and, you know, I'm looking at him, you know, it's as the game's going, it's so fast paced that it's kind of hard. It gets hard to just like, you know, you just point something out and maybe he didn't see it. You know, he's really good at making sure that like he gets your attention. So you understand, the adjustment that he's making.
Asking you to go into details, how much do things expand in the playbook when you get to the postseason? Because I know at the end of the year, Josh said, "Man, we're walking that fine line right now. I'm not showing too much."
Yeah. I think it's important that we, as we're doing, it's don't overcomplicate things. You know what I'm saying? Like what got us here, right? You know, we've been just playing, you know, very balanced ball, running the ball well, passing the ball well. Receivers, tight ends, anybody running around getting to their spots where they're supposed to be, man coverage, winning. You know, just the little things, the simple things, blocking in the run game. Like, it's the simple things and the fundamentals that got us here. So, not overcomplicating and sticking to us.
The receiver screen game obviously has been a good part of the offense and worked well. Just kind of, what do you want to say about your receiver, fellow receivers blocking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Mac, I every Tuesday, I order him a Picasso's pizza. They know if it's a screen or if a bubble or whatever it is, and they're blocking for me multiple times, like, asking. I'll figure out, you know, to make sure that I get you some. So I remember once I did the Picasso's deal, I think it was a joke at first. Mac was just like, "Hey, send me a pizza." And I was like, "You for real? Like, I mean, you take care of me on those blocks, you know?" So, Every Tuesday, Mac, I text my guys and say, put in Mac's order for me, please. And within an hour, hour and a half is there. So, yeah.
Do you guys in the receiver room, besides that, like, does the receiver coach, do they hand out gold stars or anything? Or is that a, like a film thing that you like, kind of a gritty, dirty work recognition?
Yeah, I think it's just a mindset. You know, a lot of wideouts don't really want to block. You know, and we take pride in that. It doesn't have to be, you know, a kill shot every time by any means. It's just doing your job. I mean, a lot of times, like I said, wideouts and it may not want to get, you know, their hands dirty, but we've kind of taken it upon ourselves to make sure that when it is a run play, like, we're going to treat it like we're getting the ball. We're going to do that play full out and go all out and make sure that we do our job.
Outside these walls, a lot is made about fact this team is back in this stage, and in years prior, just haven't gotten the results you guys wanted. In here, you guys are just focused on Sunday. What's in the past is in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing how important Sunday is just to the growth of this organization, how do you guys, just in this locker room, continue to keep it on Sunday and not let that big picture creep in?
Yeah, I mean, I think we do a really good job at, yeah, we know who we're playing and what time we play, you know, Sunday. But I think we do a really good job at, you know, today was a Thursday practice, and let's make sure that we focus in on the details today and on what we're trying to do today, the plays today. Tomorrow is a Friday practice. We're going to focus on Friday and what Friday is and what it means to us. You know, our the attention to detail throughout our meetings, really just putting one foot in front of the other and focusing on the now. I think the moment you start to look ahead, stuff can get a little complicated in your head, and it just might, you know, you start to overthink. You know, I think we do a really good job of just focusing on what we're doing right here, right now.
Matt calling that blocking for you on wide receiver screens. Mm-hmm. I see the physicality always ramps up in the postseason, but considering what the weather's going to be like on Sunday and the team that you guys are playing, mm-hmm. how much of Sunday is just sort of matching their level of physicality?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to bring it. You know, I think for us, everything's a mindset. You know, we talk about just things that we can control, and that's our level of play. You know, we control, you know, wideouts as wideouts, we control when he calls run play going out there and blocking, you know, when he calls pass play getting to our spots. Everything that we control, we really make sure that we focus on. And like I said before, it's just all mindset. You know, you got to have your mind ready to go for it.